Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
How do you get somebody to change? I'm always asked this. People write in, Brendan, how do I get my spouse to change? How do I change my parents? How do I change my teachers? How do I change the people I lead and that I serve? How do I change a team member who's being a jerk? You know, we all struggle with, sometimes we wish the people around us were different and that they change their actions. Well, how can you inspire that? How can you help in that process? First, realize the odds are stacked against you, my friend. The world and people don't change unless they have incentive to, unless they have reasoning to. And forcing somebody to change, good luck at that. I'm sure you've already learned that with your parents or somebody you loved before. Okay, so let me share with you maybe the process to change. And once you understand the process to change, you understand some of the levers you could push or pull with others to have more influence with them, hopefully inspiring them to change, okay? There's basically only four gates to change. It's like if you master each of these four areas, you can change your life, but you could also influence other people to change their life. The first thing that makes us change is awareness. When we become aware of the consequences of our behavior, being good or bad, if it's good, we wanna do more of it. If it's bad, we wanna do less of it. And when, most importantly, we become more aware of an alternative path for us, a new option, a different way of being, doing, thinking. And if we think about that as a truth, awareness being the first gate to change, well, if you want someone to change, first we got to get them being aware that what they're doing is behavior that is not supportive of them, or that what they are doing, you want them to do more of that. And so your job is to be a little bit of a mirror, a little bit of a reflector, to say, hey, honey, I saw you doing this and it seemed like the result was that. What do you think about that? It's not to blame. It's not to ask for the request right up front. It's to reflect what you're seeing and how things are turning out and asking the other person to talk through it. Because it's in them reflecting and talking through it that that gate to awareness suddenly opens up, and they have to reanalyze where they're at, reevaluate how things are going. And that gets the old brain churning up there. So your job is to just point things out, not blame, not accuse, not even ask for anything. Just say, hey, I see, right, you know, I see you're struggling at work right now. And sometimes you say that you're just struggling with motivation. Like, what's going on with that? Let them talk it through. Get someone in the process of talking through, and you get somebody in the process of transformation. Okay, that's where it begins. Also, awareness to an alternative path. This is where you come in. This is where you get to be the role model, right? We've all heard it before. Be the change we hope to see in the world. And so if you're going to do that, you've got a role model. What do you want? You want them to be happier? You be happier. You want them to be more loving and vulnerable? You be more loving and vulnerable. You want them to be harder working? You be harder working. You want them to be more kind, caring, compassionate, open? You lead the way. Because if that person sees you being that way consistently and enjoying life because of it, it triggers their head saying, hey, I want some of that. I want to be a little better here, right? So awareness is the first big gate. The second big gate is acceptance. That is, when we can come to accept that our behavior is our own, we can accept the way things are and accept our role in wanting to change those things, magic happens in our lives. So for you, though, to give another person acceptance is to open up the gate. This means if you really want someone to change and you've been really hard on them, that's not the path. I mean, unless you're a high school football coach, you know, the odds of you getting someone to change by berating them is not so good. If you want someone to change, your way is to meet them where they are and accept them for where they are, to accept their struggles as part of their story. To accept them, even if you don't accept their behavior, you don't approve of their behavior, you can accept the humanity in them and saying, I know this is hard for you. I know you probably don't like this. Or, you know what, regardless of where you're at, even if you do like your crazy narcissism, I accept you. I love you as a person. I hope I can support you through this process. And just being there spiritually for somebody, it's just like, you know, if you really want somebody to change, they have to be open to talking around you. They have to have a sense of acceptance around you. It's the hardest part of all of this, because I know you want somebody to change, but you need to slow that intention down and instead open up and say, what would happen if I just met this person where they were? What would happen if I honored this person, complimented them, told them I understand things are hard, met their difficulty with an open ear or a shoulder to cry on? Because sometimes the greatest weapon in change is kindness. Being more kind and empathetic and understanding other people, that's when they start opening and there's a new opportunity for change there. The third big gate, third big lever that you got is accountability. When people realize their role in things and they take ownership of that, but there's also an accountability beyond them to change, right? See, I remember the biggest change I ever made in my life, it wasn't for me, even though I was a driven kind of guy. As you know, I'm a writer and a trainer. So my whole goal was to write, but I had trouble motivating myself sometimes. And I couldn't change that behavior. You know, it was just kind of stuck. It felt like one story and I couldn't go to another level. And for me, the accountability came when I saw somebody who I loved, my then girlfriend, who became my wife. She was struggling. We were struggling financially. And I had to take ownership of that situation to change it by being aware of the consequences that were happening there, by accepting my role in that, but also being accountable and saying, I must be the person to shift this. Things changed. Now, sometimes accountability, you can get accountability by just sharing your goals. So get that other person to share their goals with you and say, hey, I like these goals. When are you going to do that? I'm going to do it on Monday. Okay, well, let me follow up on Monday. And getting people to share their plan of action with you and then you keeping them accountable to that, that starts getting them a process of momentum, which opens up that gate to change and they go storming through. So your job is to say, how can you get them sharing something about why they want something, about when they'll do it, and then you get to stay on top of them and say, hey, we said this, are you gonna do it? Accountability also comes into play if you can give somebody some more responsibility. You know, some people who want someone to rise up at work, you know, instead of just saying, well, they don't ever do anything, give them more responsibility and say, hey, look, I need you to rise to this level. And if you don't, we need to move you to another role. We need to let you go. We need to change. But sometimes it's a new challenge that shakes somebody out of their comfort zone that makes them start changing. So giving people more freedom or more power, even though it seems counterintuitive, can actually shake them a little bit to say, I better rise or I'm out, right? What other level of accountability could you set for that person or help them set for themselves? One of the greatest things you can do in accountability is be there for somebody socially. In other words, do the change with them. So if someone wants to get healthy, you eat healthy with them. If someone wants to run miles, you run miles with them. If someone wants to lose weight, you get workout partners. By having social influence on it, it makes it a little bit of a peer pressure situation, which is really accountability. And when there's a little peer pressure situation, that person tends to rise or at least show up more often. And the last lever you really have, the last gate to change, is called action. It's about helping people get momentum. But it's hard to get momentum if you don't know what to do. This means if you want someone to change, you need to work with them, not just set big goals, but figure out the process to accomplishing them. People need a work plan. People need steps. People need a checklist. Lots of people in this world would change if they knew how. They don't know what to do. So your job is to help them figure that out. Pull that lever, you'll help them change more. So get somebody just to take a little bit of action by giving them the checklist or the plan. And as soon as they start getting a little momentum again, they get more belief. They're more willing to change once they start the process of change. Help them take action. You'll help them change. I hope this supports you in inspiring other people around you to reach that next quality of life, whatever you feel that is for them. But just always, as I said at the beginning, realize it's a tough uphill battle. It's more beautiful in life to accept people where they are, ask them questions and help them get where they are, than berate them. Don't point fingers, don't judge, don't be negative. You know there's too much of that negativity in the world. But if you show up and you be the change and you facilitate that process by supporting other people through that awareness, acceptance, accountability, and action, you'll start to help them change and you'll start to experience what we call the charged life. Hey, my friend, it's Brendan. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Do me two favors. Number one, subscribe to this channel so that you continue to get updates every time I release new training for you. And number two, if you would like to get ahead a little faster in life, what I'd like to do is give you my 10 steps to achieving anything 10 times faster. So if you have a big goal, a big dream, a big mission in life, and you just like to achieve it faster, what would you need to do? You know, this is exactly what I keep next to my computer or next to my bed. And every time I have a big dream, a big goal, I open it up and I kind of use this as my checklist to get ahead faster. Because you and I both know if you're gonna be more effective or more productive, or you are gonna achieve your goals and your dreams faster, you're gonna have to switch your perspective a little bit on achievement itself. You're gonna have to adopt new thinking patterns and habits. You're gonna have to have new daily rituals and habits. And your entire approach to learning and skill development must be better. So in order to help you do that, go to brendon.com/10x. That's Brendon, brendon.com/10x. And you can download this guide for free. Just tell me your name and email. I'm happy to email that to you for free. The same guide I use to achieve any goal or dream faster. Thanks for tuning in. Until I see you next time, go out there every single day of your life, live fully, love openly, and make your difference today. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners,
and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me, or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there, my team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things. All of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.